Welcome. We are in the synagogue in the town of Mate Saka. So I'm so happy to greet you, Jill.
Kirstenum.
7 years ago, 2017, we had a small delegation. We were there with the mayor of the town, with the director of the museum, and myself in Sandy Valley, where you had the Shiloh horse rescue. So that was the time when we really started to plan this film festival and your visit here. So what are your first impressions about a town where the roots of Tony are coming?
It's beautiful. I really enjoyed looking out and seeing it. I'm looking forward to seeing more of it today and tomorrow. It's beautiful weather. I can see it's very nice. I'm very excited to be here.
When we entered the synagogue, you had a glance at the memorial plaque on the wall, the outside wall of the building, Tony Curtis. Yes. What do you think? Would Tony be happy to see this memorial plaque?
Yes, absolutely. He would love it. I know that he was so proud of his father being from here, from Mate Saka. He was so proud of being Hungarian. And I know he would just be tickled to see that plaque and know that he's being honored in such a way. It's very moving.
There was a big part of your life together with Tony. How did you feel the roots of Hungary when Tony was speaking about his life, when Tony, just in the daily life, did he show up something about these roots?
Oh, yes. I mean, he spoke Hungarian. I know not as well as he would like at the end because he hadn't used it for so long. But just being here, I keep hearing, suddenly I'll remember a phrase that he used to say in Hungarian. I can't really say it, but I can remember it in my head. So yeah, he was always very proud and let everybody know that he was Hungarian. You know, he was a proud American, but very proud to be Hungarian as well.
It's very interesting. I had the chance to say like that, to be present at the funeral in Las Vegas in 2010. And it was a very, very interesting and touching experience to see that a suitcase was taken by Tony together with himself to the other side of the life. And in this bag, there were several relics coming from Hungary, including the scissor of his grandfather, a tailor.
Yes.
So these issues, these scissors, the award from Hungary and all the others, did they mean a lot for Tony that it was decided to be put in the bag?
Yes, I decided to send that along with him because it was so important to him. Sorry, you make me cry. I thought it was the right thing to do. He was so proud of it, and it was for him.
I think when the Hungarian people read the news about this touching issue, really touching, it was really something important to feel that how a person who became a legendary actor, Prince of Hollywood, how he kept the memory of his roots. Do you think that keeping the memory of the roots for a person is important in our life now?
Absolutely. I think everybody needs to know where they come from. It builds your character and it's something to be proud of. So absolutely, yes.
That's good because this town, the town of the roots, yes, is also very proud of these roots, especially.
I can see that around the town.
Especially you are still for a couple of hours here in Mate Saka, but you can feel what most probably Tony also felt when he visited twice Mate Saka in his life. So we are very happy to see that this film festival is going on now, and that's why we are happy to welcome you like an honorary guest for this festival. 17 countries, big 100 number of films. We will screen 33 out of these films.
Yeah, it's and isn't it?
Soon we will go to the red carpet to open the festival. Do you think that this festival, this initiative, will have a worldwide news about it? We try our best, but do you think that the people should know that this is a good example, keeping the memory of a nice legendary actor?
Absolutely. I believe that actors like Tony, who came up in the studio system, the Hollywood is built on the backs of the actors like Tony. There aren't actors like Tony anymore and his contemporaries. And I feel like, Hollywood is very short-sighted in that. And I feel that they should be honored because they are the ones who came up through the studio system. They knew how to interact with their fans. They were taught how to act in public and how to promote themselves in a good way. And I feel like looking at some of the Hollywood things that go on today, I think a lot of those people that came up in that system would be appalled. You know, I think that Tony was taught to always be kind and always be open to meeting his fans, because after all, his fans, without fans, fame doesn't mean
this
anything.
This is missing nowadays. So these are the actors and actresses of the old system.
Yes, I mean, now everyone is, it's kind of embarrassing, yeah. And now it's more like scandal-driven, and that's not right. People on the screen in those days were larger than life. They were something to look up to. And nowadays, I don't really feel that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Hollywood has suffered for that, and I think that a lot of people in my country, in America, they don't really watch. They're not enamored with Hollywood stars anymore.
Unfortunately, the founders of Hollywood would be sad.
They would be very sad, because it used to be a good thing. It used to be something that people would strive towards. I would like to be more like that person. Yeah. Nowadays, I don't think a lot of people want to be like those people. Yeah. And that's a shame. And I think it's reflected in our society as well.
Unfortunately. Well, Tony was a legendary actor, but there were other interests for his life also, like painting. Yeah. But
cars.
Yes, the cars. And if I'm not mistaken, around 2003, you founded the horse rescue together,
yes,
with Tony.
Yes.
So how it came, this idea?
You know, I met Tony when I was in my 20s, and by the time I got to be in my 30s, I wasn't bored. I won't say bored. We traveled everywhere, but I didn't really have a purpose of my own. I was always a horse person, and I had a horse, and I would keep my horse in Los Angeles. But one day we had moved to Las Vegas at that point, and one day I just thought, I need to do something more with my life. I'm in my 30s. I've done all the fun things, and I decided to get into horse rescue. And so I started, I think the next week, I think that night I told Tony, I said, you know what I'm gonna do? And he said, what? I said, I'm gonna start a horse rescue. And he said, oh, okay, Jill, that sounds like a good idea. You know, not realizing that next thing you know, he's gotta buy a ranch and we've gotta buy land. And next thing you know, I have 80 horses.
Oh,
but he enjoyed that. He liked that a lot. Tony, in his heart of hearts, always considered himself almost like a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
He always called himself the Armani cowboy,
yes, yes.
The Hollywood,
well,
cowboy.
The famous white hat.
He'd always wear a Stetson hat. He really liked that a lot. And he enjoyed telling people, we have a ranch, we have horses. And people are always surprised to hear that from him. But it was something that it brought him a lot of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of grew from there. And after Tony passed away, we had rescued over 700 horses, and they had all come to our ranch. So it was very busy. But after he passed away, that Hollywood life was not my life. It was Tony's life. And he always knew that I would just go back to the horses. And I did. I moved out to the ranch. 2 years later, I met my now husband, Todd, and we just recently, a few years ago, moved up to South Dakota, and we moved the whole ranch up there. We've got about 32 horses still, cows, we've got sheep, chickens, and I think Tony would love that.
So a totally different life.
Very different life, but
nice.
But it was always going to be my life.
Soon we will go over to the next door, the memorial place, memorial exhibition on the life of Tony. We are happy that when we visited you afterwards, you sent quite a couple of relics which are exhibited in this place. So with this small, let's say, contribution, we try to maintain the memory of Tony also. So I'm very happy that once again that you are here, and I think that this will be really a good message that the roots should be kept in a total respect, and that's how we do our job, and we are looking back to the legendary actor coming from Máté Salka. Thank you.
The best part of it, the best part of it is that the way Tony was on a screen is exactly how he was in real life. Very gregarious, funny, kind, and he would be very excited to know that his memory is kept here.
So we think that he is with us here now in Máté Salka.
Yes, I know he's with me, so I'm here, so he's here.
Thank you very much.
Krisztinám.